I always wanted to be a doctor. You're great in math, you're great in science, you should be a doctor. But I always had this idea that I would be an entrepreneur and I enjoy leading people.
Welcome to Founder Stories, a show about ordinary people on a journey to build their own exceptional businesses. I'm Brian Scudamore, founder and CEO of O2E Brands. We're home to 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Wow One Day Painting, and Shackshine. I started my business hauling junk as an 18-year-old paying his way through college. 30 years later, we're 250 franchises strong. I've learned a few lessons along the way, the most important one being that it's all about people. And I mean all about people. So I'm on a mission to uncover the founder's stories of some of our most inspiring people. From the decisions that lead them to take the leap, to the celebrations and lessons that follow. On today's show, how Daryl Carpel traded a future in medicine for a chance to build the largest painting franchise in the country. At just 26 years old, this is his story.
I'm Daryl Carpel. I am a franchise partner and managing director of Wow One Day Painting and four-time Franchise of the Year winner.
So I know you grew up in Ontario, as most Canadians do, playing hockey. You're a competitive guy. Where does your Wow One Day Painting franchise sit amongst the ranks?
Our franchise is at the top of the system and certainly intend to remain there. You bring up hockey. I've always played on winning hockey teams. I'm not a very good loser, to be honest, so enjoy being on top.
So let's go way back. You're a kid, you're in school. What did you always dream of being when you'd grow up?
I always wanted to be a doctor, or I thought that I wanted to be a doctor because I was good in math and science and I enjoyed helping people. That was the natural sort of path that you're put into is, you know, oh, you're great in math, you're great in science, you should be a doctor. And, you know, my family directed me that way and I was passionate about it. But I always had this idea that I would run my own business as well. Like I always wanted to be an entrepreneur and I like to think I'm a natural leader and I enjoy leading people. So, you know, I went on that path.
So let me get this straight. So we got a guy who dreamt as a kid of being a doctor, and now you run the largest painting franchise in the country. How does that fit?
I've always worked ever since I was a young kid, whether it's, you know, sort of just hustling to make some money or reffing hockey or teaching kids how to skate, whatever it is. And I wrote my MCAT and I did my med school interview. And it was at that moment when I realized that this just isn't what I want to do. So I enrolled in a master's in business, entrepreneurship, and technology at the University of Waterloo. From that program, I got connected with Wow One Day Painting. And it was almost too good to be true. The role was about essentially a so-called new technology or a new system, which was going to disrupt the painting industry. That was 5 years ago now. I'm in my sixth year.
So 5 years ago, you joined the business.
Part of what I would say was an advantage was that I was naive to the painting industry and sort of the norms that had existed for all of these years. So, you know, when I would suggest doing something and they're like, oh no, we can't do that, I would just sort of say, well, why not? And, you know, there's a bunch of reasons why, but to me, none of them really made sense. I was like, well, why don't we just try it? And we did, and it worked. And, you know, we made mistakes along the way and we learned and we proved that a lot of the things that were, you know, industry norms for a very long time were actually now changing because of changing paint technology and tools and things that would help speed up the process. So I saw what we were able to deliver to our customers early on, like right when I had started, and how we really were disrupting the industry, even when it came to interviewing potential painters and people to come and work with us, and just sort of the buzz around the industry and the paint stores. And I was like, okay, we're making a name for ourselves here.
That's awesome. I love that you are, you and I are similar. You're a why notter. You're one of those guys that always says, like, why not? How come we couldn't do this? Of course we can. When I first discovered this business and the guy that had started One Day Painting when we had acquired the company, I said, can you paint a home in a day? And he goes, of course you can. And you start thinking to yourself, no, it's impossible. How could it possibly be done? It's like the Cadbury's chocolate bar, right? How do you get the caramel inside? But once you start to realize it's a numbers game, put the right number of people in each room, you realize it's possible. And like you, I love disrupting an industry. So disruption, what is that to you? What does disruption feel like?
It gives me an energy where you're constantly pushing the envelope and doing things that haven't been done before. The looks on customers' faces, still the shock, even after you've set expectations that it's going to be completed in a day, when clients come home, they still don't believe it or didn't believe that you could get it done. We've done over probably 5,000 projects in the time that, you know, I've been running the business here. And we have over 750 online reviews of clients who've just been blown away by our service. So for me, you know, the disruption is just seeing clients just completely surprised at what we could actually accomplish in the given timeline, and how committed they are to delivering an exceptional customer experience.
Amazing. What is your projected revenue this year for 2019?
$5.5 million.
Wow. And what did you finish 2018 at?
$4.35 million.
So amazing numbers. I mean, just look at that growth, adding more than $1 million to your revenue, to your top line in 2019. When I think of when I started 1-800-GOT-JUNK, it took me 8 years to get to $1 million. You'll add $1 million this year and next and continue that pattern, which is unbelievable. So obviously I just checked in there on the numbers and talked about money, but what's Daryl's motivator in life?
Winning is one. And really, I think what surprised me, what I didn't realize coming into this, was the joy that I get out of building a team and seeing the impact that we make on other people's lives. When I started in January of 2014, it was myself and another employee, Velazar, who's been around and still with us. Mm-hmm. And today we have 55 employees. And, you know, when we have our holiday party, you know, a month or two ago, and you just see the number of people there, they bring their spouses and partners and families, and you're like, wow, we are responsible for providing these people with a livelihood and giving them an opportunity to provide for their families. A lot of the guys and gals that work for us were at a position or a point in their lives where they weren't really sure what they wanted to do. And we've not only offered them a job, but really a career, and given them an opportunity to develop both professionally and personally with our business as our business continues to grow.
Now, everybody says that, you know, I talk to any entrepreneur, they say, oh, we invest in our people, we believe in making a difference. But I know firsthand, because I see you guys up on stage every year, you've got Painter of the Year, you've got all these awards, you bring your team members to our annual kickoff conference in Vancouver, and you do have some magic behind the way you're leading and the way you and your whole crew are building out careers and lives for your people. And that's sort of the thing in my mind that always stands out, is I'm like, why do these entrepreneurs pick painting? Tell me again, just what's the draw here for you, and what's the draw for your people in the painting space?
I think that the bar is just so low. When I came in, I think it was just being naive and not really knowing about painting. You know, I wasn't a homeowner or anything like that when I had started, so I'd never had to hire a painter or any sort of home services. And living it and sort of seeing what people sort of accepted as tolerable, maybe. I hear all different types of stories from our clients of, yeah, I hired a guy and he said he would be here on Tuesday and he never showed up. And then he came on Thursday for an hour and then he left because he had to go and finish a job. And I see a lot of painters who are great at the trade who were forced into running a business. They're not business people. They don't have either the training or the just the natural sort of skill to, or the bandwidth to run a business, because they're painting during the day and a customer calls them and they can't pick up their phone, and then they need to call them back in the evening, and you know, they're tired from painting all day, and then they have to go and do some quotes at night and try and send them off. And there's a lot to do in running a business. And you know, the difference that we have is that we're business people first. So you know, we've been able to take basic business fundamentals and apply them to an industry that has just lacked it in the past. And you know, we have the bandwidth and we have the resources to hire painters who enjoy doing what they do, but putting paint on walls and making the client happy, and then we're taking all that other business part off their plate. And you know, we're doing all the quotes and payroll and collecting bills and invoicing and all the other things that go along with it.
As long as you understand how to lead people, take care of them, and show them opportunity. Clearly you guys have done an amazing job. You're leading the way, you're paving the future for others. What does your future for Wow One Day Painting Toronto, the number one franchise in the system, and I know you said you want to maintain that position, but what's your vision for the future?
I think we're just scratching the surface, to be honest. There's just such a need for great service providers here, especially in the painting industry. There's a whole nother sector in commercial, and there's so many surfaces that need painting. So I think that there's a very large, long runway for us. And I think you're going to see some good things here over the next few years.
What are you most proud of over the last 5 years?
I'm proud of our customer experience metrics are just through the roof, you know, with over 93 NPS last year. And just the pride that our team takes in delivering an exceptional customer experience. There's just such a sense of pride and team and commitment, always there to help each other, whether it's picking up a quote or, you know, finishing their job early and heading over to another job to help out the team. You know, there's very little selfishness. You can really see there's a sense of team. So for me, that's probably what I'm most proud of.
And what does your wife think? Were you guys married 5 years ago?
No.
What was she thinking?
She's awesome. So she's been supportive the whole way through. She knows what I'm capable of, and she kind of keeps me grounded and on the right track. If I'm veering off track a little bit, she puts me in my place.
Now, you're a young guy. How old are you?
I am going to be 31 in a week.
Unbelievable. So 26 years old, you become part of this business, you become an entrepreneur, and put it all on the line for painting. That's amazing. 31 years old, running a $5.5 million business. I think there's some cool stuff here. So thanks for doing this. And we will see you, I guess, in just under 2 weeks.
Thanks for having me be a part of it.
I'm Brian Scudamore. I always love hearing founder stories. What resonated with you? I'd love to hear from you. Send me a note on Instagram or Facebook. I'll be back next week. with another episode of Founder Stories.